With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, formerly OFREG, has ordered Flo not to shut down its CNW.KY, also known as Candy Wacky, email service without approval. The move comes amid concern the service could be closed without proper notice to users. In a statement this week, ERCO says the platform is widely used for banking, healthcare, government, and personal communication. It says the directive follows an April 23rd call-in, which Flo indicated plans to shut down the service in the second quarter of 2021. But did not provide full details. ERCO now requires Flo to submit those plans within 14 days and says any approved shutdown must include at least 12 months' notice to customers. The office says it will continue discussions with Flo and update the public. We will, of course, keep you informed. In other news, it's a special treat for students in West Bay. CIGTV's Levita Thompson explains.
The students of Sir John A. Cumber Primary School are now able to enjoy more inclusive play with the addition of new playgrounds and a special sensory garden. The garden was made possible through the kindness of Cox Automotive with the support of Principal Giovanna Ebanks Wright and teacher Kayla Manderson.
All of our students will benefit, but especially those with additional learning and sensory needs. The sensory garden offers a safe and structured space for regulation, reflection, and support, while the playground enhancements create more opportunities for cooperative play and physical activity. We hope to see students becoming more engaged, more socially connected, and better able to manage their emotions. These spaces encourage positive interactions, creativity, and independence, ultimately supporting both learning and well-being across the school. All children will benefit from the new playground equipment, with daily access providing consistent opportunities for physical activity, social interaction, and overall well-being. These enhancements ensure that every child can engage in active play, build relationships, and enjoy a safe and stimulating environment as part of their everyday school experience.
Honorable Premier Andre Ebanks, Minister for Education and Training Honorable Rolston Anglin, and senior leaders from the Ministry of Education were all on hand for the ribbon-cutting events. We are sure the students of Sir John A. Cumber will enjoy the garden and playgrounds for years to come.
Finally, this week in the court, a man accused of assaulting a woman he knows in Bodentown last October has pleaded not guilty. Damar Courtney Brown is charged with common assault under Section 215 of the Penal Code. His case has been set down for a priority trial on the 10th of July. He remains on bail pending the proceedings. Also, two men, Robert Darwin Ebanks and Terry Lennox Miller, have been jointly charged with theft in a new summary court listing. The charge alleges the pair stole petrol and other items from a parked vehicle located on private property. During their initial appearance, both men told the court they believed the car was no longer functioning and was due to be taken to the landfill. In addition to the joint theft charge, each man faces separate counts of possessing marijuana and drug utensils. They have entered guilty pleas to those individual offenses. The matter has been adjourned for further proceedings. Finally, John Jedediah Powery has pleaded guilty to several offenses stemming from an incident in December 2023. Powery admitted to failing to surrender to custody, disorderly conduct at the West Bay Police Station, resisting a police officer, and damage to property, specifically the back door of a police vehicle. He is charged under Section 123 and 126 of the Police Act, as well as Section 11 of the Bail Act. Powery remains on bail while he awaits sentencing. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Germany's finance minister has blamed what he termed Donald Trump's irresponsible war in Iran for a big drop in expected tax revenues. Tax experts have slashed the projected take for the years to 2030 by just over $100 billion compared with earlier estimates. Donald Trump's welcomed the Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, to the White House. The meeting, billed as a working session between the ideological opposites, seeks to consolidate a fragile truce. A major Canadian mining firm is suspending its joint venture activities in Cuba over fears of being betrayed by US sanctions. Toronto-based Sherritt International said it was halting participation in the Moa cobalt and nickel mine with immediate effect. America's top diplomat, Marco Rubio, has met Pope Leo at the Vatican for closed-door talks. The Pope's been subject to a series of scathing public attacks by President Trump after he criticised his war against Iran. Zimbabwe says it will return dozens of farms to foreign nationals from four European countries nearly a quarter of a century after they were seized in a chaotic land reform programme. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been seeking to mend ties with Western nations. The World Health Organization says five of the eight suspected cases of hantavirus linked to a deadly cruise ship outbreak have now been confirmed. The Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said more cases were possible due to the virus's long incubation period. Three people have died. The International Olympic Committee recommended that athletes from Belarus be allowed to compete in the Games without any restrictions. The country was barred from sending a national team following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, an operation which was partly launched from Belarusian territory. BBC News.